أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now we reach to Allah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that Almighty Allah is one and only. There is nothing whatever like him. And these things is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we believe that there is nothing whatever like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is eternal, having neither beginning nor end. He is thus the first of all things and the last of all things. He is all knowing. He is all knowing. Al-Alim. All wise. All wise. Al-Hakim. All just. Al-Adil. And every living, Al-Hay, all-powerful, Al-Qadir, self-sufficient, self-sufficient, all-hearing, and all-seeing, Al-Alim, Al-Sami', Al-Halim. So, characteristics that are attributed to his creatures are not attributable to him. He is neither body. Allah has no body nor form. Nor form. Form, it means shakl. Nor essence. Nor essence. Nor incident. Nor incident. And he has neither heaviness. So Allah ليس له أبعاد ثلاثة. Even he has neither heaviness وليس له ثقل وزن, nor lightness ولا خفة, nor movement ولا حركة, nor motionless, nor motionlessness. So nor place. وليس له مكان, nor time, ولا زمان, لا يكيف بكيف, ولا يؤين بأين, and no one can point to him. No one in all people can refer to Allah and point to him, and he say that Allah in this side or in that side. No one is equal to him, and no one can match him. These things we explained in the last lesson. Today, this is just to make a refreshment to your mind about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Now, for example, to visit a sick person is a good act in itself. To visit a sick person, it is a good act in itself, through which a believer seeks nearness to Almighty Allah. If you are looking to be close to Allah, if you like to be very near to Allah, so what you should do, one of these actions, you have to go and visit what? you have to go and visit for a sick person in order to be nearness to Allah. It is thus not an act aimed at seeking nearness to the sick person to be considered worshipping other than Almighty Allah or associating others in worshipping Him. While I am visiting the sick person, that doesn't mean that I am what? Worshipping this sick person. Why? Because visiting a sick person, it means you are able to be close to Allah, to be the nearest to Allah. Why? Because Allah is ordering you to do this, to visit the sick person. And this action is the action that Allah is like. The same thing is applicable to the other. Okay. So, when you visit a person, you should not, or that action does not mean that you are what? Worshipping this person, but in the contrary of that action, it means that you are doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking you to do. So for this situation, you are doing what Allah is asking you to do. You are doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes you to act according to His will. But that does not mean that you are what? Putting somebody else, worshipping somebody else to worship with His worship. I mean to participate somebody else in your worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through Muslim jurisprudence, it is easy to prove that visiting the graves and holding of mourning ceremonies on the anniversaries of the deaths of the holy prophets and imams alayhim salam are within the righteous acts recommended by the Islamic code of laws. However, to prove it requires an independent discussion which is not suitable in this thesis. So what is the author said in these previous lines? He said when the Muslims, for example, if you have somebody has passed away, I mean he's dead before a while, so this is, or today is the anniversary of his passed away time. So what you are going to do? You are going to visit his grave and to go to the cemetery and to visit him. That or this action doesn't mean you are atheist or doing against the Islamic laws. No, at the contrary, but you are doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. So how about if you visit the son of the Prophet, if you visit the Imam Ma'soom, that it's not a good action. Definitely this is a good action, and we will discuss this later on. In brief, these actions are neither expressions of politicism, as some people may suppose, nor are they aimed at worshipping the imams alayhim salam. Rather, the purpose behind the performing, yes, the performance of such rites is only to revive the memory of these imams and to renew reference to them, and also to venerate the rights of Almighty Allah through them. In this respect, Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمُ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whoever venerates the rites of the religion, that is of the good lines of their hearts. So here, dear brothers and sisters, we have to know, we have to watch our behaviors and not to talk about the others that this is the bad behavior, or if you go and visit the graves of the Imams Ma'sums, so you are atheist, or that you are mushrik, or you are kafir. No, that's not true, because Allah said, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whoever venerates the rites of the religion, that is of the good lines of their hearts. It has been demonstrated in the Islamic code of law that these acts are recommended. Yes, these acts are recommended, matluba. Hence, if a person offers them with the intention of seeking nearness to Allah, to Almighty Allah, and asking for His pleasure, then he will deserve the promised rewards and gifts. It has been demonstrated in the Islamic code of law that these acts are recommended. Hence, if a person offers them with the intention of seeking nearness to Almighty Allah, see, dear brothers and sisters, and asking for His pleasure, then he will deserve the promised rewards and gifts. So this is the way that Allah asking us to be with Him. This is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to come through to His nearness way, or to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be just like other people who they want to be close to Allah, but they don't know the way. They don't know the exact way how to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have for tonight. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.